It may have taken many years, but America's Rosie the Riveters have received the Congressional Gold Medal, thanks to a bipartisan bill brought forward by Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey and other lawmakers.
It's a long overdue expression of gratitude. And when I say long overdue, I mean overdue by decades.
94-year-old Mae Cryer of Bucks County worked in Seattle during World War II. She helped build B-17 and B-29 aircraft for Boeing. Since the 1980s, Mae has been pushing Congress to officially recognize all of the women who helped win the war.
When I realized that Rosie never got the recognition that I felt that we deserved.
Lawmakers awarded all American women who served to support the war effort on the home front with a shared Congressional Gold Medal. It will be displayed at the Smithsonian.
There's no way we can know how many Rosies there are. There's just going to be one medal, and that'll be in the Smithsonian. And that's to honor all Rosies, regardless. I mean, like our Afro-American Rosies, it was always the white Rosie that was on the posters. There's just so many people that never got credit for this. And I'm just so proud that they finally realized what we did to save our country and the world.
Cryer hasn't lost her patriotic spirit and to help protect the community during the pandemic. She's making masks with the same polka dot pattern from the famous Rosie the Riveter's bandana.
Seems to me like wearing a mask should be pretty simple compared to what we did to save our country.
Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.